Here's something I don't understand. Why do we force elderly people to stop doing the things that they love?
Oh, boy. Here we go. What is it? Sometimes because it's dangerous, I'm going to say before you say anything. But you tell me what the story is.
All right, so it was in the news over the last few days that Queen Elizabeth, who is 95 years old, has been asked to give up her daily ritual of having an evening cocktail.
Right.
Like, she has a martini every single night. Forever, she's had a martini at night. And now the doctors say that it's not safe for her anymore. She's 95 years old. Let her go. Betty White.
Let her go?
Let her.
No, wait a minute. That's what you just said. Let her go. Let her go what? Let her go have a drink
yes.
or let her go die?
Let her go have a drink.
Well, the doctor is clearly saying that if she doesn't have the drink every night, it will prolong her life. And that's, you know, a big deal with the Queen. Do you think that the Queen is in a state where she's ready to go? Because I do believe that some elderly people, they get to a certain age and they're ready to go. They've made peace with certain things or whatever. And, you know, even if they're in good health, they're not in a rush to go. But if they go, they go. And the Queen actually strikes me as somebody who's maybe not all that ready to go.
I disagree. Not that she wants to die. I'm not having that conversation because I'm not going to try to get into the Queen's head.
Don't kill the Queen.
But I'm just saying, if you've done something like that your whole life, like, why tell her now that she can't have a martini? It's like Betty White drinks vodka and has hot dogs like every day, she said, right?
Well,
and then the doctor said not to have a hot dog every day. What? Why? If she's going to be 100 years old in a couple months, why can't she have a hot dog? It served her well this whole time. And it reminds me of my grandfather, because my grandfather, they made him quit smoking, right?
Mm-hmm.
The poor guy just wanted to smoke. He had been smoking Marlboro since he was 12 years old. Not that I endorse that. It's terrible. We know better now. But this was Italy in, like, I don't know, the early 1900s.
How old was he?
Mm-hmm.
How old was he? It's
when he died? When he died, he was 82 years old, I believe.
Okay. Now that's not ancient by today's standards by any stretch of the imagination. And he was ill for a while, right? That's probably why they wanted him to stop smoking.
Well, he always had issues because he was old. But here's the thing, Raven, is that, like, he wanted to smoke so badly. Mm. And my mom, my aunt, me, all the other grandkids, we always had to, like, tell him no. So finally, he realized he had a sucker in me. So he would make me sneak behind everybody's back and go buy him his Marlboros, right? His Marlboro Reds.
How old were you?
It was over 18. I was over 18 at the time. It wasn't until like the last 10 years of his life that this happened. And I would go and I would sneak him the cigarettes. And then I felt like I was doing God's work, because you have to, like, at that point, let him do what he wants. And I'll never forget when he passed away, I went and I bought him a carton and I put it right in the coffin with him. And I'm like, no, nobody's going to tell you what to do. Oh. I'm not sure if this is a good conversation or
right.
a bad.
I mean, you have dug yourself such a hole here. Yep. Listen, if the Queen wants to have her drinks, nobody's going to stop her, the doctor included. They're just cautioning her.
I'm going to get her a pack of Marlboros too. I'm going to send it to the Queen. That's what I'm going to do.
Terrible.
So you just got engaged, you're all excited to get married, but is there such a thing as an appropriate engagement time? Dr. Patrick Juanes is a relationship expert. You could find him online at patrickjuanes.com. Dr. Juanes, is there a right amount of time? Because I hear about people taking like 2.5 year engagements, and I feel like that's too long. But then when people only wait 3 months, you immediately think, oh, she's having a baby. Right?
Wow.
Well, right?
There is a right time, and that is the amount of time you need to know the other person very well. So for some people, it might be a short space of time, but studies, or at least one study done by Emory University, revealed that if you wait 3 years, 50% less likelihood of divorcing. Now, again, it's not just the amount of time, because you might be living in two different states, so 3 years wouldn't mean very much. What counts is how well you know the other person. And knowing the other person very well infers you've experienced each other in a variety of ways. You've been on a vacation together, you've made some major purchases, you've made some major decisions, and above all, have you faced some tough times together? How do you handle conflict? How do you resolve conflict? And here's an interesting one. Think about this for yourself, Anne and Raven. Could you list your partner's values? Not all of them, but at least to say, I know my partner's top value or top two or three values are blah, blah, blah.
Hmm.
Wait a minute. I've been married 17 years, and I don't know if I could do that. I mean, what's an example of that? Because maybe I'm just getting confused.
All right. So we say, well, what are your partner's values? And maybe your partner's values are free time or my partner really values free time, or values privacy, or values loyalty. Like, how well do you know that person? What motivates them? What drives them? What gets them up in the morning? What gets them going? Now, you might say, my number one value is connecting to people. And maybe you do that through the radio show. Or you might say, one of my top values is learning and growing. Again, perhaps through the radio show. So you ask yourself, what is it about my partner that makes him or her unique?
You know, doctor, that sounds excellent for steadiness, right? Stability, security, which we know is important, obviously, to making a relationship last, especially, of course, if you want to have children or whatever it may be after. But is there something to be said about the honeymoon period, too, and the spontaneity of jumping into things earlier?
Of course there is. Chemical attraction lasts, on average, about 18 months, at the most 36. That's what we refer to as the honeymoon period. It has two facets. One is, I want to look my best, I want to do the right thing, I'll ignore certain things because I'm in love. The other is, wow, he or she turns me on so much, I've got to be around them, I've got to have them. But those things change once you get into a marriage because you don't put as much emphasis trying to win the other person over. You don't put as much emphasis trying to look your best or be your best, and you start to say, well, I have the security of the marriage. Now let me be me.
So the shorter engagement period's not a good thing. You think that that's not the way to go?
Unless in that short period of time, you can really know your partner very well. That's what's important.
All right. Dr. Patrick Juanes, if you want to visit him online, patrickjuanes.com. Thank you so much, as always. Why is it trending? Three things that were trending over the weekend and why. Raven, why do you think Black Adam was trending over the weekend?
Isn't it like a new trailer or something? There's a new show out, or a new movie. I don't know.
Black Adam is a passion project for Dwayne The Rock Johnson that's been 10 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
It's a DC Comics book turned movie.
I knew that.
He's an anti-hero. I don't know what that means, but people seem excited about it.
It means like when a bad guy, but he does good things.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I think it means.
Okay, and he's the nemesis of Shazam.
Yeah.
Here he is in the super pumped up, only the way The Rock can do it announcement.
Okay.
I am so excited right now to be here and to talk to you about the man in black himself, Black Adam. This character, this film, this universe has been a gigantic passion project of mine for a very long time. And the truth is, I was born to play Black Adam.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Rock. I mean, if he shows up and does it, people are going to go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what the premise is.
I was looking at like the pictures and the images of it,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of just looks like The Rock in a cape.
So, yeah.
You know, whatever. It opens July 29th, 2022.
I feel like we've seen The Rock in spandex for the past 20 years anyways, because every shirt is built for somebody half his size.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Also trending over the weekend, Courtney. Raven, why is Courtney trending?
I have no idea who. Courtney who?
Courtney Kardashian.
Oh.
Courtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got engaged yesterday on a beach in Montecito.
Oh, good for them.
Yep. They've been dating since January. Of course, all the family members there, they were there, they arrived, they celebrated. He made a big heart shape of roses on the beach, and then he proposed right in the middle. And I like looking at the pictures because there's random people that are walking up and down the beach that are just stopped and walking, like just taking pictures.
Can't stand that. Whenever you go to like a tropical island or something and there's like a ceremony going on, there's three fat people in bikinis or shorts watching from right there at the side. Like, don't be weird. I mean, I get it. It's public around here, but just have a little respect and tact.
It's one thing when you like witness by accident a proposal because you're kind of like drawn to watch. It's another thing when it's Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker and they have clothes on, because every time they post pictures of themselves, they're like half naked laying on a couch.
Right.
Yep.
There's a helicopter flying overhead.
All right. Also trending, Karen. Why do you think Karen is trending?
I don't know. Did some lady do something terrible again?
Yep. Karen also trending with Karens in the air, or errands. And a woman on a flight brought her own microphone so she could address the other passengers about what caused the pandemic. Here is her announcing that she has brought her own microphone.
What?
I brought my microphone. I'm going to use it.
She's going to use it.
What kind of microphone? Is this like one of those kids' radios ones?
No, it really is. It's like a kid one that you buy like in the toy section.
Oh, come on. She's got to be drunk, right?
I don't know. She continues.
You don't take the pandemic started all because humans had lost a little bit of faith. You're going to cuff me? You're going to cuff me.
Yeah. I mean, please. You know you're getting arrested. Like, what are you doing?
Well, no. She doesn't think she's getting arrested. She doesn't understand why she's being cuffed. And that yelling in the background are the flight attendants. She continues.
I don't need to be cuffed. I'm completely harmless.
Yeah, she thinks this is only happening because she's hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
I don't understand. If she's being cuffed, how is she still holding the microphone? Cuff faster.
Uh-huh.
The reason the pandemic started is because nobody here has any more
space
because you're all stuck to your stupid devices.
Nice.
Yeah, the pandemic started because people were obsessed with their iPhones, but she does say one thing at the end that makes a little bit of sense.
My dog has better sense than any of you.
Right. Her dog is smarter than everybody else on that plane.
Okay. Thank you, lady. Just sit the hell down.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you use the phrase, I was tickled pink for anything, that's all I need to know about you.
What is tickled pink? What is the is that like a tickled like a child? Is that what that means?
I mean,
like tickled
giggling,
pink because you're like
happy. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah, if you're tickled pink, like a baby is pink when they're tiny, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know. Not all babies are pink. I don't know. It seems like a leap here, this tickled pink thing.
Right. But when you think of tickled pink, you do think of like young little girl babies, right?
Cherub.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have to be girls.
Oh, no. In my mind, if you say tickle pink, that's like a girl kind of phrase. And I know you're going to get mad at me and be like, that's sexist. Guys can be tickled pink.
Does seem sexist.
All right.
I mean, babies can be tickled pink no matter what they are.
Anyway, a woman in Northern California saw a rattlesnake crawl under her house. Nothing to do with babies. So she contacted a reptile rescue service.
Okay, that was nice of her.
Uh-huh. Here's the real-life rattlesnake handler.
Good.
Yep. Here he is talking about what happened.
So I get on my hands and knees. I'm not even in there a minute before I find the first rattlesnake. A total of 92 rattlesnakes underneath her house.
Wow.
I was tickled pink. I wish that happened every day to me.
I mean, you know, man, reptile handlers are a different breed, aren't they? I mean...
I was tickled pink.
You just couldn't be happier than the fact that there was over 90 rattlesnakes underneath the house. Oh, it sounds like a terrible, terrible day.
I was tickled pink.
Tell me that's not everything you need to know about that guy right there. And then he goes on and he says this.
Give me a 300. As long as I got enough containers to put them in and come back enough, I'll do it all day long.
He
dude
was
is crazy.
Tickled pink.
Yeah, dude's crazy.
Uh-huh.
If you believe that anybody would be interested in 12 throw pillows on any couch whatsoever, that's all I need to know about you. Went sofa shopping yesterday, and every sofa that you sit on, you have to remove at least like a dozen pillows to sit on, mm-hmm. even in the store. Mm-hmm. And then after, you feel like obligated to put the pillows back, of course, to be like a nice person. Because, I mean, what does the furniture salesperson do? They just following you around, setting back up throw pillows after that? And there's no way that you can get the throw pillows to go back in the way that they were. Even if you looked at it, took a photo of it before, like, as a man, I'm not able to function with that many throw pillows on any sofa surface. I just can't deal with it.
There's a period of time where people were getting too rambunctious with throw pillows.
It's insane.
And on the beds, too. Like, you couldn't walk into like a store and they would have a bed display and there would be 74 pillows. And all I could think about was, how much time do you have in the morning to replace all these decorative pillows on your bed? Because I don't have time for that.
We have two throw pillows on our bed. And they are the stupidest pillows ever.
They're dumb.
Nobody ever sits on our bed. We never sit in the bedroom.
They're not comfortable.
That's what we do. And what do? We walk in, we remove them, put them on the floor every night. And then in the morning when my wife makes the bed after I'm gone, she puts them back on the bed.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's ridiculous.
And those pillows are not even comfortable.
And the pillows that they sell you, like half of them, you're like, all right, those are all right. They throw it in with the couch. With the other half, you're like, these are terrible.
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 I 100% agree with you.
I was tickled pink.
You sure were.
Well, I wasn't at the furniture store.
No. A little bit hurtful. On Friday, I posted a picture wearing my new sunglasses, and like an idiot, I asked what people thought of them because they were definitely different, right? If you want to see them for yourself, you can just go to Anna and Raven on Facebook or Instagram. Let me read some of these comments, Raven.
You got to be careful with the internet. What did they say?
They kind of look like they belong on the Halo games. Hope they weren't more than $20.
It's true. I could see the day glow or yellow glow thing going on there on Halo. It makes sense.
You look like a female Tony Stark. Are those blue blockers?
Yeah.
Or how about the person that just posted a series of thumbs down emojis?
Yeah. I asked you whether or not you were going to the gun range. They have a yellow tint to them. You know, to be honest, over the last couple of years, I've noticed that you do have a unique sense of style when it comes to sunglasses. You like them large.
Yes.
You like them on the face.
I mean, most people wear their sunglasses on their face.
No, but it's definitely like a European style that you have for your sunglasses usually.
Well,
this one just looked like you were strapped to the front of an Acme rocket.
Okay. Again, if you want to go see it for yourself and judge, you can head to Ann on Raven on Instagram or Facebook. But then I felt so bad because, like, not one person was like, those are awesome. So I decided that I'm going to return them. But here's the big question I have is, like, while I'm waiting for the new ones to come, which is going to take like a week to ship, can I just keep wearing these knowing perfectly well that I'm going to return them? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Ann on Raven.
They're yours till you return them.
What do you think the odds are that she makes it through a week without dropping those sunglasses?
Scratching them.
Like, there's going to be a scratch. There's no way.
I have faith in you, girl.
What? So misplaced. There's nothing worse than getting something in the mail that you ordered, though, and opening it up and finding out that it's been used before. And it wasn't listed as such.
Yes.
Like, that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It infuriates me immediately.
When I order something online and the box comes and it's a different tape, like, you know that wasn't the original tape.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, no.
If you see the speck of dirt on the bottom of shoes, what do you think? Scumbag.
Somebody return these.
Immediately, I just think to myself, you trashy scumbag. That's what I think.
That's why I feel bad about doing it. Thank you for the call.
Because that's what you'll be.
Oh, hi, it's Anna on Raven. Am I a bad person if I wear those sunglasses knowing perfectly well I'm going to return them?
I don't think so. I mean, well, it depends. I mean, if you're like me, I can go a couple of days without, you know, scratching my sunglasses or losing them even. So I wouldn't risk it, but that's just me. I'm very careless like that.
And so I had nice sunglasses before. I mean, I used to buy pair after pair, you know, not usually all that often. I wouldn't lose them, which was my big fear when I first bought them, and I thought I would. But now I drop them so much at this point that I just go with literally the cheapest sunglasses I can find. If there are free sunglasses, I'll wear them. You've seen me, Anna.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I
actually
have free pink sunglasses.
I wasn't going to tell you this.
Yeah.
I was going to let it be a surprise, but I'm going to get you a gift card to like a sunglasses place for Christmas because I'm so embarrassed every time we have to host an event and we're outside. And you pull out like these like budget nasty free sunglasses that you bought, or the even the worst, like the ones you buy at the gas station that come on the plastic thing that you spin around.
This pair right here has a slogan written on the side of it.
My gosh.
And I've crossed it out in Sharpie so that they're all black.
Oh my gosh, Raven. What is wrong with you?
Nothing, because you can't read what it says on the side. You want to know what it says?
What does it say?
Here for the party.
Okay.
I don't even know why that would be on
okay
there.
All right.
I don't even remember where I got these.
Oh my goodness.
These are the best I've had in a while.
It's humiliating, Raven.
Oh, you can see the why. I need the black Sharpie again. Hand it over.
You keep hearing about all these car shortages, but some people just need to get cars right now. What do you do in that situation? Brian Moody is executive editor at Auto Trader. I know, Brian, for me, my lease is coming up next month. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, there's this limit on cars. Is this, like, real? You're not able to get the cars that you want at this point?
It is real, but it might not be quite as bad as people would think. Most likely what's going to happen is if you have a specific car in mind, you might not get all of those things. You might have to be compromised. You'll still get something that you want or that's good for you, but you might not be able to get the exact thing. And since you mentioned leases being up, one of the best ways around that is look into buying the car that you've already been leasing. That's usually a good way to go right now because the price was set years ago when you started the lease.
Yeah. Brian, question. Here's the thing. I think there's probably two types of people, right? Those that go to the showroom floor or the parking lot or whatever, walk around until they see something that catches their eye. And then there's others that are very particular. And when we're talking about a new vehicle purchase, some people, I mean, what do you think the percentage is of people who don't care? They'll go in, they see something with basic options that they want, it checks the boxes and I'll take this. Whereas there's others that are like, you know what, this is a significant investment. I'm going to hold out for the one that I really, really, you know, feels like me and unique.
I think that there's, I mean, as far as the percentages, I think most people are on the side of, hey, this is a significant purchase and I want to make sure that I get what I want. So I think what the situation that we're in is not necessarily that your wants change, but just what's available changes. So you have to adapt to that.
And have you noticed, are there any certain car brands that are having harder times than others getting inventory?
Well, there's a couple brands I can tell you that have relatively low inventory right now. doesn't mean that you won't find the car that you want. It just means that they don't have an abundance of cars, you know, to choose from. Some of those include Toyota, Mini, Kia, and brands like Mercedes-Benz and Range Rover, Land Rover.
Talking about the chip shortage specifically and hearing about how plants are shutting down, I mean, I know our vehicles are smarter than ever, but what is the chance that we just bring back stupid cars? Like, what what if we brought back cars that have, you know, no brain whatsoever, right? And no catalytic converters, no emissions, any of that stuff. Can I get, like, a 68 Camaro brand new tomorrow with, you know, like 396 horsepower? Would that solve this problem? Because I'm here for that.
So there's a couple things to think of. Your idea is not terrible. I've had this idea for the longest time that automakers should come up with a new car that doesn't have many of those features, and they call it the Luddite Special. It has crank-down windows.
I love it.
It has an AM radio. It has vinyl floor mats. I don't know if that would sell or not. However, in some of those things that you mentioned, some of them are mandated safety features. So you cannot get a car without a catalytic converter. Yeah, you could go find an older car. That doesn't really apply to those types of cars unless you're talking about something really special, like maybe a Camaro or a T-Bird or something like that.
And one last question, and then I'll let you go. And you can say no if the answer is just no. It's fine. Is there any deals right now to get on a car if you need a car?
So here's the thing. Yes, you can find deals. There are really great lease deals, and there are some incentives. Here's the thing to keep in mind. The more popular type of car that you get, meaning the body style or the make and the model, the less likely you are to get a deal. So, for example, if you're going to go out and buy a brand new pickup or full size or small SUV, you probably aren't going to get a deal. That's what everybody wants. Mm-hmm. Same with minivans. Minivans are in low supply.
Brian Moody, executive editor at Auto Trader. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
It's been bothering me ever since we talked about it.
Ugh. It's a little bit weird, but okay.
Sometimes, like, phrases just irk you. 1-800-330-9999. What's that phrase you can't stand? So if you missed it earlier, we were talking about this lady in Northern California. She saw a rattlesnake crawl under her house, so she contacted a reptile rescue service. Here's the rattlesnake handler describing the situation.
So I get on my hands and knees. I'm not even in there a minute before I find the first rattlesnake. Total of 92 rattlesnakes underneath her house. I was tickled pink. I wish that happened every day to me.
That guy was just so pumped up. I mean, if you're a rattlesnake guy running into 92 of them underneath one house, it does seem like winning the lottery.
I was tickled pink.
Tickled pink he was, Anna.
I can't.
I was tickled pink.
Who says that? Who says I was tickled pink? And
people,
like, why?
Said that for a while. They
but
did.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't think people should say that. It irks me. I don't know why it's bothering me so much.
Okay. I was tickled pink.
Yeah.
It feels like a distinctly Caucasian phrase, too. Am I alone? It does.
I was tickled pink?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like only people that should say I was tickled pink are adorable little piglets. If you, like, if they're little
piglets
pigs
don't
on
speak,
a farm.
But
if you were
you.
Tickling them, they would be tickled pink.
Yeah. They were pink before you got there.
I don't know.
Seems like a reach. Okay.
But I was thinking, like, there's some phrases that whenever you hear them, you just cringe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I have a few.
Like what?
I mean, we hear it here all the time. Happy wife, happy life.
All the time.
I can't stand that phrase. Here's the thing. That just means that you've given up. Mm-hmm. All right? As a guy, that means you've given up. Now, it doesn't mean that there's not some truth in the phrase happy wife, happy life, meaning that if you pacify your wife, you'll probably have to deal with less problems. But the fact is that that's not a good thing. To say it like that is not a good thing. It doesn't mean that you actually agree with your wife. It just means that you're just saying whatever it takes to walk away from that situation.
Whenever people call and say that, Raven, roll our eyes.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. And Couples Court, they say it like every day.
Yeah.
Somebody says it every single day.
That being said. So my best friend, Rita, it's like every other sentence out of her mouth.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, tell her, I'm like, Rita, I go, I love you, but you got to stop. Like,
you got to stop with that,
like,
phrase.
I heard you. I heard you when you said it.
Yeah.
You don't need to say that being said, because I heard it immediately when the words came out of your mouth.
I say it, but I feel like I don't say it that often. I feel like I say it when it's appropriate. I don't know, but I have said it.
On our text line, and I'm guilty of this, when people say no worries, I say this all the time. I don't have
a problem with that.
I don't like it either. Like, I feel like, what does that mean? No worries. Like it's kind of like saying, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
I hate it when people say it's the one thing you can't control as it comes to the weather. Like, if I want to complain about the weather, just let me complain about the weather.
There's a lot of things I can't control.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be reminded of that. Come on.
How about when people say sorry, not sorry? What? Then don't apologize. What do you mean, sorry, not sorry? Just don't say anything.
Yeah, sometimes that one fits.
Really? Oh, I don't think so.
You want to slam the door on somebody.
I feel like this is a...
Be like, I'm not going to apologize to you whatsoever. Here it is. Sorry, not sorry.
We could probably do a whole segment about COVID phrases that we can't stand.
Ugh.
But when people say in these unprecedented times, or people say in these uncertain times...
I don't even want to hear that word again.
Yeah.
Unprecedented.
Ever again.
I don't ever want to hear that word again.
Oh, there's some words that are just terrible. It's one of the most stressful days of the year, I think, for parents, because it's like the biggest scam that schools have going on. It's been going on forever.
Well, you want to put your best foot forward, right? You feel like this is the representation of you, your family, the family name. And of course, the kids are going to remember this forever because it's going to live on the wall.
Today is my toddler Dakota's first picture day at preschool. Picture day has always been like traumatizing for me, because when I was a kid, without fail, you know, I was a little chunky kid. My parents gave me bangs that started in the back of my head that went halfway down my forehead.
Good.
I looked kind of like a shaggy dog.
Good.
I always had food on my mouth, stuff in my teeth.
Why?
I don't know.
What?
And whenever
put yourself together.
And then I feel like when my mom heard the word picture day, she felt the need to go and buy the most ridiculous clown-like outfit to put me in.
Yeah.
And now I feel like as a parent, all that stress has come on to me and my poor children. So like Hayden.
It's full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 12 now. She's going on 13. She's done plenty of picture days.
She can dress herself.
She doesn't care. She's like, she figures it out. Like, she does it. Most of the time, her hair is a hot mess and whatever. And she goes to a private school, so she has a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
She looks exactly the same every single year in every picture.
Right. She's right. Just a little bit taller.
Right, exactly.
Right. That's it. Did they change the background that year?
No. Nope.
Not sure. Right. If they didn't, there's no way to differentiate between one year or the other.
But Dakota's got this thing now, that's my my almost 3-year-old, where when she smiles, she does this thing where she kind of cocks her jaw to the left, but then shows her teeth in a grimace. She's like,
a little bit like Jack Nicholson, straight, shining, looking a little bit psychotic.
So all weekend, I was like, okay, baby, we're going to learn how to smile.
Well, we're going to practice her smile.
But then it got even weirder. She would like, she would open up wide and she would like turn her head to the side and she would get this possessed look in her eye.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this picture day is going to be fantastic.
It's going to be great.
And why don't they change the backgrounds to these pictures to like things that are normal? Like who picks the option of like the tie-dye background?
Yeah.
And nobody believes you're in a forest. What is that?
I was going to say the forest medley in the background, right? There's a beautiful creek, a little bit of sunshine coming through the trees over in the area here, and rocks. And why would you have a chair sitting there randomly, by the way? If I ever came across a child sitting in the forest on a chair in that setting, it would be the most terrifying experience of my life.
And I don't know about your school, but at our school now, they give you options to pay $10 more for touch-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Like saying your kid's so ugly that if you want us to airbrush your child, it'll just cost you $10.
If you've got a zit or something on it, and to be fair, $10 of photoshopping, by the way, not a good value.
No.
Right? It's not like you've got Mariah Carey's team working on it right now to make you absolutely flawless.
Right.
$10 of touch-up is exactly what it sounds like. An overworked, overstressed school photographer giving you 10 seconds of their time for $10.
And then you get the package list and it's like $64.99 for 3 8x10s and 12 wallet size. Like, what am I going to do with these 12 wallet size? $65? I have an iPhone. I can take my own picture of my kid in the woods. It's so strange. It's stressful and they get away with it every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'll be doing it
every
today,
time.
Tomorrow, and all this week.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to see that smile.
Yep. What is the most overrated dessert? 1-800-330-9999. A British bakery owner says he is banned from using, and I quote, illegal sprinkles from the U.S. on his desserts. They're calling it Sprinklegate, Raven.
Sprinkles, same thing as Jimmy's and Schott's, right? Depending on where you are regionally around the world.
Mm-hmm. So why are these American sprinkles illegal?
Turns out the American ingredients don't meet U.K. rules on food coloring.
Yeah. The food coloring that they use in sprinkles that we commonly use here in America are banned in England unless you're using them to dye maraschino cherries, oddly enough.
I mean, there is just somebody somewhere with an axe to grind against everything at all times possible. They're sprinkles, right?
So what did he think when the health inspector came down to shut him down?
When he did mention it was sprinkles, I think I thought he was having a laugh. But he did look quite official, so it became quite obvious quite quickly that it was real.
But here's the craziest part about it.
If it wasn't for his badge, I would have thought he was lying to my face. 100%.
I thought it was a joke. But he refuses to use any other sprinkles besides the American sprinkles. Here's why.
You can't bring yourself to use British
Absolutely
sprinkles.
Absolutely not, no.
You're drawing a line in the icing. It's not happening.
100%, yeah.
Because they're disgusting, he says.
The English ones are actually made with manure. We didn't know that. We left that part out. That's the one difference between those and the American styles. Those ones are made with manure.
And I'm hearing about this, and he's saying the guy is taking a huge loss because these cookies that uses these American sprinkles are the biggest profits, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait a minute. Does he know that sprinkles, like the multicolor ones, are disgusting?
No, that's your opinion.
They taste like chalk.
That's your opinion.
We make them to fool children. They're gross.
Maybe you're getting the British ones and you don't even know it.
No, I know. I'm American.
I've had sprinkles recently and they were delicious. There was
rainbow
no color
sprinkles.
I don't remember. I think it was chocolate. But either way.
No, listen, there is a huge difference. Chocolate sprinkles are delicious because they're like heaven in a cup.
They're slivers of chocolate.
Yeah. But the rainbow color ones taste like chalk. They don't have any actual flavor to them. And they're disgusting. And I think they're America's most overrated dessert sprinkles.
Well, we're going to agree to disagree on that one. But there are overrated desserts out there.
100%. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think is the most overrated dessert?
Flan, hands down.
Oh.
I mean, seriously, it's considered such a classic. But like, when have you ever wanted to go and eat it at a restaurant over other things?
So here's the thing with flan is that they can make it look fantastic, brightly colored, shapes and designs on it. You look at it and at first you're thinking chocolatey, pudding like almost. What could this be? This will be absolutely delicious. And you put it in your mouth and it's like the blandest tasting. It's like there's no flavor on that thing.
I just Googled flan and the number one question is, what is the deal with flan?
Right. What is the deal with flan, man?
Dessert flan is made of eggs, sweetened condensed milk, cream, whole milk, flavorings. Because egg-based custard is delicate, flan is baked in a water bath in the oven. Anything that's baked in a water bath, you need to question whether that's a dessert.
But every time I'm at the buffet, man, it fools me.
What do you think is the most overrated dessert? 1-800-330-9999. British bakery made international news because they got shut down for using American sprinkles on their cookies. Turns out American sprinkles are illegal in England because of the food coloring that we use here.
Yeah, and they make English ones using manure.
We just decided that on our own.
That's right.
Well, rainbow sprinkles are gross. That's my personal opinion. I always thought they were nasty. They taste like little pieces of chalk. And anybody over the age of 2 years old where they just like it on their ice cream, I don't understand why people enjoy them. But I think that there's a lot of desserts that like people always like they hum and they're so good and all that, but they're just overrated. Like Allison wrote on our Facebook page, black and white cookies are overrated. Agreed, Allison. Overrated. They're not that good.
I don't like butter cookies, but plenty of people do.
Mm.
All I'm saying is we don't need to get rid of them or anything.
On our text line, tiramisu is overrated.
Tiramisu, right? Is it tiramisu?
It's tiramisu.
I mean, but isn't that how we say it here? We say tiramisu?
No.
Don't we say it here?
No. Okay. It's tiramisu.
Well, I've never heard anybody say it that way before in my life, so just... I'm just asking for that reason.
When you're young, tiramisu is yucky, but as you get older...
I mean, you're only saying it that way to prove that you can say it that way. Just say tiramisu. That's what everybody else says.
It's not true.
Nobody else says it the way you're saying it.
It's a conversation for another time. 1-800-330-9999.
What's that?
It's Anna and Raven. What's the most overrated dessert?
Have you actually had carrot cakes?
I actually love carrot cakes.
Well... Oh, my God. It's the driest of the cakes.
Oh, somebody's making it wrong in your life, my friend, because carrot cake can be delicious.
My dad makes a phenomenal carrot cake.
Oh, yeah?
I used to make a phenomenal carrot cake, but the shredding of all the carrots takes a long time.
It takes some work, right?
Yeah, no, exactly.
You do have to put in the work there. But I will say that, I mean, carrot cake is something that does well with or without frosting.
I guess we both disagree with you.
We're going to have to agree to disagree, sir.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the most overrated dessert?
Key lime pie. Yeah, I don't get it. It's like, I can't do fruit and sweets. It's like, it's lemon. It's lime. It's like tart. I can't. I don't know how people like that.
I agree with you. I think it's so nasty. And I try to like it because I like lemon cake. And I know a lot of people are anti-lemon as a dessert. But I do. I like anything that's lemon-based. But for some reason, that key lime pie tastes like I'm sucking on a lime. And I cannot get into it.
I mean, well,
Exactly.
I mean lime is in the name. So yes, you should assume that it would taste like lime when you bite into it. I mean, maybe you're not just a lime person, but to hate it because it's overrated.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think is the most overrated dessert?
Gotta say, I'm not a fan of coffee cake.
Oh no. The thing about coffee cake is you can't have it as a dessert. It has to be a breakfast. You know what I mean?
We just had it the other day.
But like
somebody put out those loaves and we ripped through them.
My best friend Danielle, her mom Joan, makes this coffee cake that we crave. And anytime we're going to like somewhere, she makes it for us. But that's our breakfast. We eat it for breakfast.
Yeah, and you got to have a liquid. I mean, if you don't have milk or coffee or something with it, you're going to be in serious trouble.
Well, that's why they call it coffee cake, right?
Is that what they call it? I would imagine.
Yeah, there's
I guess that makes sense. There is some variety with the coffee cakes, though. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the one that's semi-moist. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
You know? It's the same thing with cornbread. Cornbread can be moist or it can be dry.
Yes.
And I like it a little bit moist and sweet.
I just Googled, why do they call it coffee cake? Coffee cake is a moist, tender cake that is usually topped with some kind of streusel topping. Yes. And served alongside coffee or tea at breakfast.
See, they said moist. Though they did say moist right in the description. I've had it when it's dry. Uh-huh. And that's a whole different experience. I mean, you could die there.
It says the name comes from the fact that it is served with coffee,
yes,
not because there's coffee in it. We've been right this
whole
time.
We heard you. You were right.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, maybe I just haven't had a good moist piece yet.
See
not
that?
Yet. Stop saying moist. That word bothers me. Everybody's been saying it way too much in these last few minutes.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Terrence and Molly. Molly, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hey, thank you so much for having us on. So we have a little Halloween issue. We have two kids. We have a wonderful little boy who's 9, and we have a little girl who's 5. They're very excited about Halloween, as are we. My son has decided that he wants to dress up as Freddy Krueger. He saw the most horrifying, you know, very realistic looking costume, and he's gone crazy for it. Our daughter is absolutely petrified, terrified, really super scared of the costume. And I don't think it's appropriate that our son dress up as this. He's never seen the movie. He's not like an actual Freddy Krueger fan. I think he just really wants to terrorize his little sister, and that's not great, and I definitely don't want to support that. My feeling is I don't want to let him dress up as Freddy for Halloween.
And Terrence, you disagree with that?
I mean, I do, and it's so strange how we look at this thing so differently, you know, because I have an older brother, and, you know, I remember when he dressed up as Scream for Halloween, but he would keep the costume and stay in the dark and would just like mess with me, you know. But at the same time, that was almost like the beginning of our camaraderie. I don't know, like, I think it's just in a weird way it's a, like a little fun connection to, like, you know, mess with your sibling, you know.
I don't know. On the one hand, listen, it's Halloween. No, nobody wants to hear their kids cry. So I understand that. I mean, you're upset about the 5-year-old and she's crying and it seems scary to her. And usually what would you do if something was bothering her? You'd take it away, right? On the other hand, it's Halloween and the costumes are meant to be scary. And the fact that he didn't see the movie or isn't a Freddy Krueger fan doesn't really factor into it. He saw something. It was scary. He liked it. He decided he wanted to be it for Halloween. I mean, that's kind of how you pick out many costumes. There doesn't have to be a film franchise that you subscribe to or whatever. If he got a reaction from his little sister and it terrified her and he liked that, he certainly wouldn't be the first older brother to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a group costume. You know, I don't know. She also needs to understand, too, that some things aren't real. I mean, she's going to go out. You're going to take her out trick-or-treating. What happens when she sees another costume that scares her?
Yeah.
Do you just run down the street?
This is a tough one. But let's see what the audience has to say. I'm kind of in the middle. Molly, they may agree with you. If he's doing it just to terrorize his little sister because she was crying, like, that's messed up. And no, you're not going to be that for Halloween. But they may see Terrence's side, too. He can pick whatever he wants. If he wants to be scary, let him be scary. It's Halloween. That's what it's supposed to be for.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Terrence and Molly have two children, a 9-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter. Now, here's the thing. Their 9-year-old saw the Freddy Krueger costume at the store and decided he wanted to be it, basically to torment his little sister, because his little sister immediately started crying and he was like, yeah, that's what I want to be, even though he'd never seen the movie or really had any idea who it was. Molly says, No, you don't get to be Freddy Krueger just because it scares your sister. But Terrence disagrees.
Well, I mean, it seems like you're picking sides, right? Dad agrees. He says this is what he wanted. This is the costume here. It's Halloween. It's all make-believe. This is what he wants to be. Why would you not let him be it?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
I'm on the husband's side. I think that I was scared as a kid by my brother's costume. He dressed up as the ghost from Scream. But my mom taught, you know, my mom taught us, like, she used to say to us, you know, don't scare your sister. And but she also taught me, it's a costume, don't be afraid. So the boy shouldn't be terrorizing his sister. But she's also got to learn, don't be afraid of these costumes. Because like they were saying, she's going to go out and she's going to see scary costumes. She can't be running away from them.
I mean, I think that's the main point is you got to have the conversation one way or the other. What's the difference?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Terrence and Molly have a 9-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter. When they went Halloween costume shopping, the 9-year-old picked out a Freddy Krueger costume, basically because it made his 5-year-old sister cry.
I mean, that's an assumption. Molly assumes that she knows exactly what she's thinking, but I mean, obviously it's her kid, so maybe she does. Either way, aren't you trying to get a reaction in Halloween? Terrence says, let him be Freddy Krueger. Let him be whatever he wants. If it scares his sister, just explain to her. It's your brother with a mask on.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on the mom's side. Sometimes we got to be a parent, right? Kids don't always get what they want. We have, if it scares the daughter, then you should not, the kid can get, the son can get another uniform.
Thank you so much
he
for
He should
the call.
Definitely become like a fairy or like, you know, Frankenstein. Something that won't scare. Wait, Frankenstein might scare. No, My Little Pony or Bozo the Clown. No, wait, clowns from It. Oh, you're right.
He's never He's never even seen Freddy Krueger.
He should just be whatever his sister decides he should be. Right. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I mean, we're talking a 5-year-old little girl. I mean, I have daughters, and I remember my daughter seeing something when she was like 6 years old, and it gave nightmares for 4 years. I would definitely not let him get that costume. Could have lasting effects on the sister.
I mean, it could also have an effect on the brother, too, where he resents his sister. Right? Like, I wanted that, and I wasn't allowed to get it. And is it that way on everything? If the baby sister just complains, the brother doesn't get what he wants. It, I mean, those things happen between siblings all the time, too.
Whose side are you on? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hello, I'm on the father's side. There's going to be plenty of other costumes that are scary. What is she going to do? Go chase everyone down and say, put that away.
Yeah, I think that kids get really, really good at throwing well-timed tantrums. That's all I'm going to say.
There's been plenty of scary costumes in my house. And what do we do after Halloween? We just play with them because we realize it's safe.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Molly, our audience agreed with you today. It's one thing if he had like a passion for this character, but if he's doing it just to terrorize his sister, the audience felt that that wasn't right.
Yeah, well, thank you. And that's definitely what I was concerned about in this particular situation. So I appreciate the support.
I mean, it's like you guys don't understand Halloween. I don't agree, but you got the votes, so it looks like whatever princess she wants to be won't have to deal with the dark side. Terrence, you going to be all right with this?
I have to be. I don't know. I don't think he's doing it for that reason, but maybe we just need to have a talk with him and just kind of see exactly where they're coming from with it. So
I think we're both mainly concerned about is it being done for the wrong reason. So we'll be having some more conversations with our little ones.
All right. If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Patty, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck.
Okay. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring them back in, ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven, but you beat him. Today's jackpot is $300, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, number one, the famous shredded Banksy painting sold for over $25 million at auction. In the picture, a young girl is holding a heart-shaped balloon that is what color?
Red.
Number two, Drake allegedly threatened legal action to get his character out of a wheelchair early in his acting career. What Canadian teen soap opera did he star in during the early 2000s?
Degrassi.
Number three, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got engaged yesterday. Travis Barker is the drummer for what punk rock band?
I can't remember.
Time's up. Number four, Katie Sagal was hit by a Tesla when crossing the street in L.A., and she's recovering. She's currently playing the love interest of Dan on The Conners. She also starred on Married with Children, and she played Gemma Teller-Morrow on what early 2000s drama?
I have no clue.
That's okay. And number five, Melissa Joan Hart won $1 million playing Celebrity Wheel of Fortune for charity. She's the first celebrity to win it and only the fourth player in history to win $1 million. What show does she star in where she learns she has magical powers?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
All right. Not bad, Hattie. Let me bring Raven back in.
I think I got three.
Okay.
Ew.
So Patty got 3 out of 5.
Let's see how I do. $300.
One, the famous shredded Banksy painting sold for over $25 million at auction.
I know.
In the picture, a young girl's holding a heart-shaped balloon. What color is that balloon?
It's red, right?
Yep. Hmm. Number two, Drake allegedly threatened legal action to get his character out of a wheelchair early in his acting career. What Canadian teen soap opera did he star in during the early 2000s?
Degrassi.
Yes. Number three, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got engaged yesterday. Travis Barker is the drummer for what punk rock band?
He's technically still in Blink-182. He's also playing with Machine Gun Kelly now.
Yep. Number four, okay. Katie Sagal was hit by a Tesla while crossing the street in L.A. and she's recovering.
Mm.
She's currently playing the love interest of Dan on The Conners, but she also starred on Married with Children and played Gemma Teller-Morrow on what early 2000s drama?
Isn't that Sons of Anarchy?
Yes.
Yes.
Number five, Melissa Joan Hart won $1 million playing Celebrity Wheel of Fortune for charity. She's the first celebrity to win it.
Well, that's
she's
cool.
Only the fourth player in history to ever win that much money.
Wow.
What show does she star in where she learns she has magical powers?
Is she Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
That's right. Hattie, he beat you 5-3 this morning. We'll get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, okay?
This is Patty, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time, Patty. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Another $100 in the jackpot. Tomorrow, you'll have your chance at $400.